These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries, sending away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make the high-quality clothing staples you need for a comfortable, stylish, and active summer wardrobe, like vintage-style tees, breathable polos, lightweight sweatshirts, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country, and jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
If we look at who is in the center of the way that the world views themselves, that's white people, right? Which is why all news revolves around white people. Black and white families compare it instead of Asian and Jewish family, even though they focus on family. And their cultural tenets is based on the values that they pass down. So a black man that has some knowledge of self, right? Not just some money, right? Because there's a lot of people in the culture that really are 110% capitalists. They will play black. Right, they will blackface their mind as if they are, but that's for a moment in opportunity and not really for real impact.
I mean, I feel like, you know, for me, obviously, I look at myself as somebody that's enlightened, right? I mean, humbly speaking, I look at myself as somebody that's enlightened that, you know, kind of has that foundation that understands that. But I feel like it's interesting because what you're referring to, I think, is like people that are enlightened and people that are not enlightened, right?
It's kind of like the sheep and the shepherds, man. The 85% and the 5%.
Yeah, for sure. So what I realize is that so in any society, there's going to be a select few of people that are enlightened, where the vast majority of people are probably not going to be enlightened, right? But I think there's a disconnect with that, even referring to it as like two different groups, because what it does is it causes a division, right? And I feel like, okay, you might eat McDonald's every day, you might smoke cigarettes, you might drink 40 ounces. We don't really have anything in common, right? But I can still see humanity in you, and I can still have some level of build with you if needed. Right, you can still be an ally for me, and we can still be on the same team, even though we have completely different values, completely different diets, completely different beliefs or whatever. Right, somebody who believes the same thing as me, grew up the same way as me, eats the same thing as I eat, he might be a snake. You know what I mean, like we have commonalities, we have similarities, and on paper, right, but when it comes down to it, there's not an ally of mine. It's just somebody who I have similar background with, right? So it's like, in theory, that person would align more with me, and right? And we would both be in like a similar type of tribe. But I realized that, you know, I don't really, you know, just count on somebody just based off of that, because, you know, you start to peel back the layers and it's like, well, damn, you might as well just be like them, because that's how you acting. Or somebody that you think is like savage, they actually more they actually have more humanity. They're a better person than somebody who is highly educated and highly refined, right? They just might have a different upbringing. They might have different challenges. They might have just different beliefs, but at their core root, they actually are a good person. So for me personally, I really don't even look at it like that. I don't even look at titles. Like, I feel like, you know, as far as being black, that's obvious. We can't escape it. Like, we in America, if you look like how we look, then you're going to be called a black person, a black man, or whatever, right? But even now, I feel like after a while, you know, it kind of is demoralizing because you're just running a race to the bottom. Like, you know what I mean? That's why I like just thinking globally. That's why I like to travel, see different things, because I'm just like, all right, like if they keep us in this small box trying to fight for an identity that we'll never have, right? Trying to fight for a position that we'll never have, then it's kind of like the definition of insanity. We run it in place. If you look at the financial stats, nothing has really changed in 400 years. You look at the land ownership stats, nothing has really changed in 400 years. You look at the political, we don't really have the political power today. Like we didn't even have political power 50 years ago. We still don't really have political power today. We have one black governor out of 50, right? Maybe a couple of, like maybe, I don't know if we have a black senator. We have some Congress people, but we don't really have no real power. We don't have no real wealth. So even a conversation of like, who's black, who's not, what type of black person, I just feel like it's an unproductive conversation because it's like we're not even in a position of power to really even subdivide ourselves. You subdivide yourself when you really in power. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, until then, we can't afford to do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're Jewish, you can say, okay, I'm an Orthodox Jewish or a very conservative Jewish, or I'm not really conservative. I'm more liberal Jew. Okay. All right, cool. Like, you got powers and all of those different pockets have power. And they still, at the end of the day, they still going to form and collectively work together if need be. We divide ourselves with no power. And then when it's time to come together, we definitely not going to come together because we've been infighting for so long that it's just a very non-productive way to go about it. So yeah, I look at it a little different. You know what I mean? I look at myself as just me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever title you want to place on me, then you could place the title on me. But I'm not really tripping off of it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there's bigger issues at stake.
It's interesting because we both know there's a lot of sellouts. There's a lot of blackface, though. Right? In the sense that a lot of these niggas is just niggas. Let's just be honest. You know what I'm saying?
Let's be honest.
And they might as well be any other color, right? Because what we get to, the core of it is the shared values, right? So it can be somebody from the streets, right? Or it could be somebody that grew up with me. The difference is, do y'all connect on shared values? Saying that we want power, that's a shared value, right? Like, we want to get respect and power and be a part of the ruling class of society. So whether you're a Christian or whether you're Muslim or whether you, whatever it may be, Jehovah, right? That's a shared value. Be like, look, we are, like Minister Farrakhan said, we can argue about religion when we're free, right? That's completely different than just saying that, do you even have that shared value, right? Like, for me, it's an oxymoron to have a word as pro-black, as if there's an, because the anti that, right, is you anti-black. So for a person to be like, oh, I'm just black, I'm not pro-black, to me, it's an oxymoron for you to even say that. That's like saying, are you pro-love or are you anti-love?
Well, I think every person should be pro. Like, that don't even have to be said. That's what I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it has to be said, then that's a problem. Like, if you're a black person, right, and you're not champion black, like for me personally, right, I don't have to be the most pro-black person as far as everything. My doctor's black. My dentist is black, right? My accountant is black. My designer is black. My barber is black, right? Like,
but that's your pro-blackness.
But I'm saying,
I'm labeling it, and I know you're getting away from it, but for the point of the conversation,
I'm just saying that should be common sense.
For
like, you don't have to. The Italian don't have to say he's pro-Italian. He's going to work with the people that he feels familiar with, people from his community. They're going to build it, it. The Mexican don't have to say he's Mexican. Right? They're gonna bring their family members over. They're gonna live in the same house. They're gonna pull their money together. They're gonna sleep on the floor if need be. They're gonna build the business. Before you know it, they're gonna have five houses on the block. The Indian don't have to say he's pro-Indian. I've seen this with my own eyes. the Indians, they own the most hotels in America. Motels. They own the most motels in America. They picked one particular industry that nobody wanted. Who really wants to stay in a motel? I've never stayed in a motel, but that's a huge industry for people that stay in motels, right? They take an industry that nobody wants. They say, okay, there's no competition here, right? So they bring their family members over. This was explained to me. They bring their family members over one at a time, right? And it's like you work your way up a ladder. So when you come, you get the lowest possible job, right? You might be mopping floors, but you learn every aspect of the business. Before you know it, you're a manager, right? And now you have to send money back to India so they can bring somebody else up, right? So now you're working your way up the chain, right? And now when you're at the top of the chain, your duty is to buy a motel, right? And they pull their money together and now they invest with you. And now, okay, I have one hotel. Now, before you know it, we have five hotels. Now, before you know, you have 3,000 motels, right? They don't have to have parades and make songs saying that they're pro-Indian. That's their culture. That's the right thing to do. If you didn't do that, you would be weird. If you came to America and Indian and then you changed your name and now you're giving all your money to Asians, and like every major city has Chinatown. That's just common sense. And I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. Like, we as Black people got to get into that mold where it becomes so normalized and so regular that it ain't even looked at as radical. It's not looked at as pro-Black. It's looked at, you're a Black person. You should support Black people, right? Because you should support your family. You should empower your family. It's just like, these are commonalities that everybody understands, right? Mm-hmm. Humans are tribal in nature, right? It's in our nature to be tribal. You take care of your tribe. Now, that's not to say that you can only work with your tribe. You can work with other tribes. You can do business, and like, of course. But your first priority is the people that you have commonality with, right? We haven't fully understood that, right? And that's been by design as well. But what I'm saying is that if you lead by example and you normalize things, to me, that's a better way than preaching. Because if you're preaching, you're going to turn a lot of people off just by the simple fact that they feel threatened, they don't believe what you're saying, or it's just not a, it's like trying to change somebody's religion. The best way to change somebody's religion is just...
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.
You live your religion in the best way. And then they just observe you. And then after a while, they're interested. They're like, damn, like, I'm really interested in what you, do you got any literature? And like, yeah, let me share some things with you. As opposed to you telling the person everything that they're doing is wrong. This is the right way you should be going about it. You're going to hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can probably change some people that way, but it's not going to be the most sincere. The most sincere is through actions and actually living it out. So that's how I look at this whole spectrum, right? Like, yeah, we pro-Black, but it don't need to be said that we pro-Black. That's mm-hmm. obvious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now it's like, what's the next step for us?
So I believe one part that you say, because I think that it's a two-part thing, because we have a very unique situation. So I'm a person that, yeah, I'm gonna compare to the wealth standards of other people as well, because there's a lot that we can learn, right? They hold family, and family as an institution, as a direct value, is that's the family is really the cure to it all, right? So sometimes, well, all the time, right, when it comes to speaking the truth, right? The Nation of Islam was started because they spoke a truth to poor class black people about the circumstances that they was in, the religion that they were following, and things of that nature, and said that here's a superior truth for you, with sincerity and building the institution at the same time. Right? So I believe is, as you said, you know, it's not just the preaching, right? It's really all of it, because it has to be a funnel system. Wait a minute. Put that sandwich down. That ain't right for you to eat. You might not listen right now, but listen, I got this alternative over here. And let me tell you why, because do you know where that come from? They might not be listening. They might not pay attention to you, but when they go to a funeral, one of their aunties that died from diabetes, right? They then go run that conversation back in their head. You feel me? And sometimes it's almost like giving up on people to not push that truth on them, because some people don't have the eyes to see what you're really doing, right? Because some people can only see things from they view and their perspective. So sometimes it's like, you know, you got to give them tough love and you give them soft love, right? But if you only give tough love, then yeah, that's when you get opposition, because that's not the proper handling of people, right? It's saying that, you know, most people are going to be incentivized by a reward versus a punishment. You know what I'm saying? Or something positive versus something negative. So the moment that you tell a man what he's doing wrong, you have to then show him that he's better than that, right? And so the only reason I'm telling you this is because I see you in this light. You can't leave people in a negative state. Otherwise, they're going to want to oppose you. So it's like, I think about archetypes and I think about attitudes. The attitude in which we see ourselves will determine what we reflect in reality, right? First, we go into what is our attitude towards family? How do we collectively view family? What are our ideas about it? Then we go to who informs our ideas and attitude about family, right? Because then we get to the root of the issue there. So if we now go into, we're both in media, and we look historically at media, we can go through, everybody knows the same old trope conversations, the Bill Cosby and the Family Matters, and we remember when there was some black family on TV and we had a positive attitude about family. And your attitude is your disposition and position towards things. If somebody tell me something bad about Rashad before I meet you, I'm going to have an attitude. I'm going to have a certain disposition and position towards you. And it could have been completely false, but they informed that because of the content that they told about who you were. And so this is where we get into things like, you got blackface media, right? And blackface media, to me, is the concept of, we think it's black owned, but it's really not, right? It's a white man, woman running all the scripts. She just wrote 100 scripts and passed it out to everybody and act these out. Why does she get to inform us, right, about the attitudes and perspectives we should have about ourselves? And why do we accept that? So then we understand how that has real life consequences. Right? To where when somebody does become a leader or become successful, the first thing we want to do is break them down because of our attitudes about leadership, right? Of our attitudes about, do we believe this is even possible? Can there be a black man good enough or a black woman good enough? So we start trying to break them down and unravel the truth about them versus help assist them, because we see the gifts in them and say, we want to make sure that we really bring this out. We want to make sure that this is done with integrity and is right. I'm going to put all the resources behind it. But our attitudes towards ourselves first becomes the attitude to reflect to our brother or our sister. And then that becomes the conflict. Then that becomes the hate. Then that becomes, oh, he a sellout. Then that becomes this. So if we want to change the attitudes, we have to change what informs our attitude. Because as Honorable Minister Farrakhan talks about, the, you know, attitude informs your belief, which becomes law. It becomes the constitution of your reality and how you see things. So this is where we get back to understanding our power, that every time we get on one of these platforms or we create content or we make movies and we make shows, right? When I ask, like, are you black? I'm, you know, being funny in a sense, but at the same time, I'm asking, do you have that double consciousness? Do you know the ripple effect of this? Or do you not care and say, well, I grew up poor, man. I'm just trying to get some money, right? Because then that becomes another, you know, embedded, right, and deeply enrooted insecurity that they pushed on us in a way that we divide ourselves by survival, right? Well, I got to survive. You got to survive. Who cares if I do something that go against your survival or thriving? So it's more so an accountability, if anything, right? And the intentionality that we have about our positions and our platforms, right? Because I don't need to, I believe most people do their best work in private. And you're never going to see it. So you're mostly always judging from a place of ignorance because you don't know how many people they helped that you didn't see. So when we judge just what people do, we're usually coming from a place of ignorance, not an informed place.
That's a fact. I mean, I feel like, you know, it's one of these things, right, where people kind of have limitations that's put on them and they have, you know, different beliefs that's put on them and they have different, you know, you kind of grow into what you believe is possible. And whether you believe that, you know, marriage is something that doesn't make sense, that's a belief that's kind of ingrained in you as a child, and that's not something that you're even on your radar. You're not even thinking about trying to have a family. That's not even, it's not even something that you even think about, right? Or whether you believe that, you know, the only possible way that you can become, you know, have a money is to get a job, right? And then being an entrepreneur, being a business owner is not something that you're even thinking about. Like, you know, it's not even on your radar, right? And these are different things that are ingrained in children at a young age from the imageries that, like you said, the imagery that they receive via media and via their environment, also from school, and different people that influence their train of thought, and that carries with them,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's something that, you know, is a real thing. That's across all racial lines, right? These topics are not just related to Black people,
mm-hmm.
right? It's related to all people, right? So we as Black people, we know the challenges that we face. So the only way to really, you know, escape that is to change our reality, the perception, the messages that we're put. That's why for me, like, I don't believe that you should, like, tell people what they should do or put limitations on kids and none of that. Like, you know, me, I didn't think like that. I never had a job, like a real job, right? So my way of thinking is going to be different from somebody who's institutionalized since they're 8 years old and they're scared about everything and they're living their life like, you know, Nervous Nancy. Like, you know what I'm saying? So this is a societal issue. But as Black people, we have to understand that, you know, the only way to really figure this thing out is A, collaboration, but B, understanding that you got to deprogram your mind from all everything. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything. Like, if you're thinking somebody white is going to be your savior, that's going to be a problem for you. If you're thinking that, you know, you have no, you know, place in this world, that's going to be a problem for you. If you're thinking that the opposite sex is your enemy or, you know, you a tool for you to just use and throw away, that's going to be a problem for you. All of these different things is going to be a problem. If you're thinking that, you know, drugs and alcohol is your escape mechanism, right, that's going to be a problem for you, right, at some point in time, right? At some point in time, you're going to have withdrawals from all these exotic drugs and pills and all these things, and you're going to be at a point in time where you're like, damn, I didn't realize what I was doing to my body. Now I have liver failure at 35 years old, right? So all of these different things have to be looked at and have to be examined. And I think, you know, it's a complex issue. It's not one thing.
Peace, family. 19 Keys reporting live. I wanted to let you all know about a giveaway that we're doing for Invest Fest. I have 5 general admission tickets, and I have 5 VIPs, and I have 1 giveaway for a one-on-one coaching session with me. All you got to do is join High Level Club. Comment high level. Apply today. Do not want to miss VIP. You do not want to miss Invest Fest, and you definitely don't want to miss the one-on-one with me. Come tap in with the gods. Peace to the family.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ12. Terms and conditions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.